All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer in the communion class. I thank God for this day. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word and your wisdom. I thank you for your wonderful presence. Help us to do all that's in your heart today. Bless every speaker, bless pastor as he goes forward. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
You know, the Lord is, his return is soon. And I can, you know, you can feel it. There's so many miracles and that's going on all over the world. This revival that he's doing, which is really many people are being saved all over the earth. You can't see this work because there's individuals cooperating with the Holy Spirit simultaneously. So, when he comes back, the world's going to know it. I mean, it's going to be the rapture, if you think about it, how big it is. You know, it's global. It's going to be millions of people, billions of people gone all at once. And all the graves of those who died before will be empty. It's not going to be a normal next day. It's going to be different. I believe we're going to experience that. You know, I believe it'll happen within our lifetime. But, you know, the Lord is always true to his word. And the prophet Jeremiah, he told people that the enemy would come and take them into captivity. He preached the gospel. And the Jews that survived, you know, they're down in Egypt now. He warned them not to go to Egypt in the other chapters. We're in Jeremiah chapter 44. And then they, not only did they go against God's will, they took Jeremiah by force. And last week we were in chapter 43. And when we left off, he told them how Nebuchadnezzar would come and build his pavilion on the stones where he hid them. And then he took over Egypt. He put on Egypt like a robe. He just took it and destroyed all the witchcraft and idols of Egypt. And he did it in that sight. So we'll pick up where we left off in chapter 44. It reads, verse 1, "The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews which dwell in the land of Egypt, which dwell at Migdol, and Tophanes, and Noph, and in the country of Pathros, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, ye have seen all the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, and upon all the cities of Judah. And behold, this day they are a desolation, and no man dwelleth therein. Because of their wickedness, which they have committed to provoke me to anger, in that they went to burn incense and to serve other gods, whom they knew not, neither they, ye, nor your fathers. Howbeit I sent unto you all my servants the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, Oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense unto other gods. Wherefore my fury and mine anger was poured forth and was kindled in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, and they are wasted and desolate as at this day. And in the tribe of Judah is the tribe that Jesus is going to come through. And then, and they went to corrupt just like Israel did, you know, about 100 years before, a generation before. And he said, Therefore now, thus saith the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, wherefore commit ye this great evil against your souls, to cut off from you man and woman, child and suckling, out of Judah, to leave you none to remain. In that you provoke me unto wrath, with the works of your hands, burning incense unto other gods in the land of Egypt, whether ye be gone to live, to dwell. that ye might cut yourselves off, and that ye might be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth. Have you forgotten the wickedness of your fathers, and the wickedness of the kings of Judah, and the wickedness of their wives, and your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives, which they have committed in the land of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? They are not humble, even unto this day. Neither have they feared nor walked in my law. For in my statutes that I set before you and before your fathers. And the reason I brought this out is because when people are lukewarm, this is how they are. They won't repent. The world is in their heart, and they won't let it go. And this is what happened. Everything had already happened. The judgment had come to pass, just like the prophet said. And they are Jews, and they know that once, if the word of the prophet comes to pass, he's a true prophet. And they were warned not to go. They went anyway. Then they took him against his will. They would not repent. And so, verse 11, he said, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will set my face against you for evil, and to cut off all Judea, all Judah. Now, when we love God and we seek him and we worship him, we'll never hear God say words like that. Because people, God, he loves everybody and he's patient with people. But to them, they turn their heart, and God has to do something about it. He can't look the other way. You know, his justice is perfect. He deals with problems. All right, verse 12. He said, and I will take the remnant of Judah that have set their faces to go into the land of Egypt, to sojourn there, to stay there, to live there. And they shall all be consumed and fall in the land of Egypt. They shall even be consumed by the sword and by the famine, and they shall die. From the least even unto the greatest, by the sword and by famine, and they shall be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach. Now he made the dividing line, those that went with intent to stay and live there and just totally turn from God, they would die there. But some people were just like Jeremiah. They were taken there. They went. They may have been a teenager that had to obey their parents. They may have been, people that it really wasn't in their heart to do it, but they couldn't resist the crowd. You know, some people went. But the Lord thinks of everything. But he made the distinction. He drew the line in the sand, those that went against God's will with intent to stay there. Okay, verse 13. For I will punish them that dwell in the land of Egypt, as I have punished Jerusalem, by the sword and by famine and by pestilence. And by the pestilence. So that none of the remnant of Judah, which are gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there, shall escape or remain. So he's saying it again. They can't escape. They will be there. They will not ever leave again. That they should return to the land of Judah, to which they have a desire to return to dwell there. For none shall return, but such as shall escape. So he made a distinction. Those that were not willing, they weren't willing to be there like the proud men were. They went because they were outnumbered, or they were too young. Verse 15, then all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense unto other gods, and all the women that stood by a great multitude, even all the people that dwell in the land of Egypt in Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken unto thee. And this is the type of people the Lord will spit out of his mouth. They or kick out of his kingdom or blot their names out of his book of life. He said, we will not hearken unto thee. And they made it clear. That's as clear as you can make it. But then they went on. He said, well, we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth to burn incense unto the queen of heaven. and pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings, our princes, in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, for then we had plenty of victuals, and were well, and saw no evil. Look at what they trust. God is not a woman. They were doing this to the Queen of Heaven. And it started from the top, the kings and princes. And they did it publicly. And this is what was in their heart. Now, their country was already destroyed. They're in another country. And they won't listen. And they won't repent. This is what it's like when people go reprobate. They will not come back. Now, this thing was, you know, those that escaped, the Lord thinks of everything. Some people did escape and go back to Judah in Jerusalem. And I'm sure that they published what happened, how Nebuchadnezzar came and took over Egypt and the people died, and they came back to tell about it. Just like the messengers came back to tell Job what the tragedies that had happened. They came back and told of all this. Verse 18, but since we left off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, we have wanted all things, and have been consumed by the sword and by famine. And when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven and poured drink offerings unto her, we did make her cakes to worship her and pour out drink offerings unto her without our men. Did we do it without our men? Then Jeremiah said unto all the people, to the men, to the women, and to all the people that had given him that answer, saying, the incense that ye burned in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, ye and your fathers, your kings, and your princes, and the people of the land, did not the Lord remember them, and came it not into his mind, so that the Lord could no longer bear because of the evil of your doings and because of the abominations which ye have committed? Therefore is your land a desolation and an astonishment and a curse, without an inhabitant, as at this day. Because ye have burned incense, and because ye have sinned against the Lord, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, nor walked in his law, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimonies, therefore this evil is happened unto you, as at this day. But when people have something in their heart, they dedicated themselves to something that was wicked. Sin weakens you. It weakens you. And when it gets in your heart, it's hard to get it out. It takes the anointing to break. You have to be willing, and you have to want the life of God. They lost all desire for the life of God, the plan of God, the wisdom of God, and the word of God. It's kind of like the fly that gets trapped in the spider's web. But the spider's not hungry right now, so he wraps him up. First of all, he can't get off that sticky web. Then the spider wraps him up like a cocoon. You can't even see him anymore. He'll never get out of that by himself. Somebody will have to surgically take those strands off of him. That's where the anointing comes in. But he may repent. He may want out, but he can't come out. Now, they're at a point, their heart is so wrapped up in the curse, they don't want to come out. They have a taste for the wickedness. They have a distaste for the things of God. And the more the prophet tried to tell them, the harder their heart becomes. And this is what God is trying to help humanity avoid. He warned them, don't let your heart get lukewarm. And it's kind of like a 50%, you know. You love God, you love the world. You have a love for the world. But once it gets to the other side, you know, you got more weight on the wrong side, people become reprobatable. But when you have loved God and you have loved the world, you can repent and turn. And then, just like Pastor was saying, the appetites for the things of God will come back. And you'll start praying and studying the word and enjoying the presence of God. But when people love the world too much, if they start loving the world, it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And Daniel said that Jesus, that there would be an end of sin. That means there'll never be another person like Satan to rise up after all this is done, all this is over with. After the millennial reign of Christ, when he's going to let Satan lose one more time to tempt who he can, and then he's going to cast him in the lake of fire, and there'll be no more evidence of sin, ever. You'll look for an evil man and won't be able to find one, because they won't exist no more. You won't be able to find an evil angel or people God make in other planets and places. There won't be any more after this. And there won't be anybody to rise up and do it all over again either. It's going to be a complete work. So he's going to get rid of sin once and for all. And he's still doing it. If people have seeds of discord in their heart, they have to get that handled before they go to heaven. Because it can't carry over. It's not going to be another insurrection. Okay. He said, "Behold, I watch over them for evil." This is verse 27. "And not for good. And all the men of Judah that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by famine until there be an end of them. Yet a small number that escapes the sword shall return out of the land of Egypt into the land of Judah. And all the remnant of Judah that are gone into the land of Egypt to live there," he said it again, "shall know whose word shall stand, mine or theirs. And this shall be a sign to you, saith the Lord, that I will punish you in this place, that ye may know that my word shall surely stand against you for evil. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will give Pharaoh Hophra, king of Egypt, into the hand of his enemies, and into the hand of them that seek his life, as I gave Zedekiah, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, his enemy, that sought his life." So they got a chance to witness all these things firsthand. This is the condition of people who are lukewarm, who turn their heart. They become reprobatable. And they became reprobates, and the Lord left the witness, you know, escape. He left the people to be a witness of all this to escape. And we know that Jeremiah got away too, because we have record of all this. And this was done publicly, just like their sin was done publicly. Their judgment was publicly done, and it was published. And we're reading about it now. Over 2,400 years later, it's, you know, we see what God is doing. Okay, this is just as much communion as when we draw near to the Lord, he tell you the truth. He'll show you things. Some things are not pleasant, but he has to show it to you so that you can help people not repeat it while they have light in them. Remember, a child's spirit is lit, and if they are raised in the things of God, they won't turn back. If you train up a child in the way he should go, when he is old, he won't depart. But once a person's heart gets hardened, that's not true anymore. It's unimaginable to us how a person can become that way. But it happens over time. Okay, when we commune with the Lord, we have the reverse of all that. We have the blessings and all the wonderful inheritances. All right. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24. "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is a New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." I value communion in the Holy Spirit. You know, his wisdom is far-reaching, and he always amazes me. Any comments before we close?
Good. Good stuff.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you for being in our midst. We can sense your presence. I pray that you'll help us to do the most necessary things in these last days and hours that we have. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Very good.